So today is a day of less Timidim Kisidra than Musaf and Kehil Chasam. And I hope Kehil Chasam, justly so. So it's a very strange feeling in the afternoon of Yom HaZikaron here in Chutz La'aretz when Am HaYoshev Aleha has already made the transition to celebrate the miracle of Shivat Zion. And we're not just at a geographic distance, but then Tarte L'Reyesa. The geographic distance is compounded by being in a completely different mentality. So I thought today the presentation should bridge motifs of Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzma'ut. The Gemara Brachos on Daf Hei tells us, Tani Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'chula No Nesanan Ela Yidei Yisurin. Chazal, with their boundless depth, are able to convey so much, even in a sentence. Normally a matana is given freely, a matnas chinam, but Chazal noted that Torah is Yisrael Olam Haba, there's a kind of a dialectical, even a paradoxical quality. They're matanos, they're given, but they require sacrifice. Torah minayin shenemar asher agever asher te asrenu yom yisro raschal tzolamdenu eretz Yisrael duchsev ki kasher yaser ishes beno Hashem elokecha miasreka uksiv basrei ki Hashem elokecha miviyacha el eretz tova olam haba duchsev ki nir mitzvah v'tor or v'derech chayim tochachos musar. It's interesting, if you are medayik in the Gemara, the element of Eretz Yisrael being Niknes B'Yisurin is an expansion of what's already been established by Torah, which I think is very consequential. Because I think the proper approach, as we'll try to describe, to Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzma'ut, though it's maintained by very few, I think the proper approach is what Eretz Yisrael means in terms of Torah. In terms of cultivating our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, specifically through the prism of Torah. Tomorrow I'm supposed to give a very brief address on the meaning of religious Zionism, 5 minutes. So I'll reference then that the question is a fair one. The vast majority of people identify as religious, as it were, are not Zionists. Clear majority of Zionists are not religious. And even amongst religious Zionists, at least the perspective that I subscribe to is a minority position, where the great contribution of Shivat Zion is not to be limited to issues of territory per se. Of course, that has significance, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but the great opportunity of returning to Eretz Yisrael has less to do with exactly how much territory we control and more about being, as Mevakshei Panecha, being in Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa, being in the proximity of the Shechina, as we'll discuss. But in any event, that opportunity, as the Gemara tells us, is always Al Yidei Yisurin. It's a matana. We don't take it for granted. We don't have an entitlement towards it. But Me'idach, we acknowledge today above all days the enormous human sacrifice that went into, goes into our ability to have a presence in Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa. There are the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that we're mourning now. This year it comes out. Hopefully it will be this way for all eternity. We shouldn't add even a single one, that there are 24,068 Chalalei Tzahal. you're all familiar with the view of Rav Shriver Gaon, which is a little different than the standard presentation in the Bavli, that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died as soldiers in the army of Bar Kokhba. 24,000 in the Milchamot Yisrael. But it's not only them, of course. The older a person gets, the more one realizes the unending sorrow of their widows and their orphans, their parents, the pain that literally goes on and on. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yud, it's a rather famous Gemara, Kedar of Yosef, Breder of Yeshua, Chalash, Ingid. Yosef became so mortally ill, gravely ill, that he passed away, but somehow was able to return to earthly existence. Amar Avua my chazis. That's the question that one would ask. What did he see? Amar olam hafuch ra'isi. Elyonim lamata v'tachtonim mala. I saw a world in which those here who lack status, who are oppressed, who are derided, minimized, are exalted. And those here who are exalted, but for superficial reasons, are diminished. Rashi, Osam Shehem Elyonim Kan Machmas Osran Ra'isi Sham Shehem Lamata. So Amr Lai says, if that's what you saw, Olam Bara Ra'isa, then you saw something very clearly. V'anan Hechi Chazi Sinan, but as far as we're concerned, in other words, Talmidei Chachamim, Amr Lai, Ki Hechi Techashvinan Hacha, Chashvinan Hasam. Our status was undiminished. V'shamati Shayu Omrim, this is the point I'd like to develop. Ashrei Mishabalachan V'salmudo B'yado. V'shamati Shehayu Omrim Haruge Malchus in Kolbiri Yechol Olamod B'mechitzasan. Manin, who are these Haruge Malchus? Ilem Rabbi Kiva V'chaveirav Mishum Haruge Malchus V'sulo. After all, Rabbi Kiva V'chaveirav, they would have been in the first category, Ashrei Mishabalachan V'talmudo B'yado. They were the Gedolei Hador, Bali Tresin, B'mishno V'halacha, as the Piyot says. So Pshita B'lav Hachanami Ella Haruge Lod. People who didn't have those kinds of credentials, but brought other kinds of credentials to the scene. Who are the Haruge? Yotlod, Rashi references here. Lul Yanas Upapas Achim Sharagam Turyanas Harasha Belutkia Kidamin Mesechta Tainis Aidigzer Shinigzol Yisrael Lahashmid Al Shinimtes Basmela Haruga, a flat blood libel. V'chajdu as Yisrael Allah, V'yamdu Achim Alalu, V'amru. Malachem, Malachem al Yisrael, Anu Haragnua, they sacrificed themselves so that the community would live. And about these individuals, it said, apparently, in the Olam HaEmes, as was witnessed by Rabbi Yosef, Breder Rabbi Yeshua, Haruge Malchus, Ein Kol Bir Yechol Lamod B'Mechitzasan, that they ascend, you know, to the highest levels of Kedusha. A number of years ago, the person who, in the aftermath of the passing of Rav Kanievsky Zatzal, is considered the leader of the Litvish community in Eretz Yisrael, the Padovich Rosh Hashiva, Rav Edelstein Shlita, a number of years ago gave a sicha in his yeshiva, where I'd just like to point out the minhag has been and continues to be that they fly an Israeli flag on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Edelstein said the following. Hityaches, this was reported in the Israeli media, this was a matter of great surprise, Hityaches to the media, not to us as much, but it's important. Hityaches l'sugya b'shir shemasu l'talmidav, Amar, quote, Gam chilonim she'inam shomrei Torah mitzvot, im him mosrim et avsham al hatzalat acherim mitoch avad abriyot, they sacrifice their lives to save others because of love of God's creatures. Yesh lam olam haba kemo haruge lod shemaser es nafsham letovas b'nei ha'ir. And again, some in our circles may take this for granted, but this is a very important assessment of not just the soldiers of Netzach Yehuda, not just the soldiers who are Chovshei Kippah, but any and all of the soldiers of Tzahal. There's a very important documented comment of the Posek of the previous generation, the Posek Hador in Eretz Yisrael, of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Again, a card-carrying member of the Yeshuv HaYashan, deeply rooted in that world, the world of Beis Yisrael. But he made the following comment, and this is published in one of Rimon's Svarim, in a series of Halacha Mimekora. Hibia Rav Orbach emda ma'at shona me'amekubal b'svivato ha-charedit, kasher heshiv le'bachor b'yeshiva shebikesh reshut, person wanted leave, linsoa b'tkufat ha-limudim b'kivrei tzadikim b'tzafon, whether it was Meron or some other place. And Shlomo Zalman told this Bachur Yeshiva, Bishvil yitpaleo al kivrei tzadikim yesh tzorech linsoa ad ha-galil, Shani margish tzorech yitpaleo al kivrei tzadikim ani holech lahar Herzl, v'kivrei ha-chayalim shenaflu al kiddush Hashem. Point being that Shlomo Zalman said, if you're looking for individuals about whom we could say, Ein kol birya yichol alamod mechitzasa, which is exactly what Rav Edelstein had articulated. Of course, you don't have to go 4 hours on a bus or more in both directions and miss half a day of yeshiva. You could take half an hour and make your way over to Har Herzl and stand at the grave of any chayal who gave everything so that the Jewish people, Lishiv Tehem, each one according to their own views, could live safely in the land of Israel. There's a comment that Tosfos makes on the Gemara Baba Basra that I think is very significant. Name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Elyona l'mata v'tachtona l'mala. It seems a field of our immediate topic, but I think it is of the essence today. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Amra Gonim Shekilo Biyadim Rav Mi Pi Rav. This was a Kabbalah that went back Ish Mi Pi Ish, as it were. The Olam Hafach, what was the Olam Hafach? It was something particular. Hainu Shera Shmuel. Dava Yosef Kameh the Rabbi Yehuda Talmidei. We know that Rabbi Yehuda first had been a Talmud of Rav and then a Talmud of Shmuel. Shmuel used to refer to him very famously as Shinina because he was so well prepared by Rav. But in this case, in the Olam HaEmes, Shmuel was considered subordinate to Rav Yehuda. Why? Mishum demicha b'Shmuel perek b'mebehema gemar Shabbos gabihai yitzis at Asya v'tzvacha kami de Shmuel v'lo ishkach ba. There was a woman who cried to Shmuel, and he disregarded her. He ignored her. Am the Rav Yehuda leisla demar oti mosno mizakas dal. Are you unfamiliar with the pasuk? He said to his rabbi. Are you familiar with the pasuk that remonstrates the strongest possible terms? Somebody who turns a deaf ear to the screams, the cries of those who are oppressed. And such was the stature of Shmuel that this kind of aveira apparently impacted his status in the Olam Haba. That this kind of failure was so grievous, considering who he was. And it's a message for us, of course. Today, in Eretz Yisrael was, and hopefully in Chutz La'aretz is, a day to reflect on Otem Ozno Mizak Hazdal. One of the worst midos in any sphere of Avodas Hashem is Kfoy Tova. Chinstein Zatzal always used to tell us that. Heard it from him so many times in public and in private. What a terrible sin it is to take things for granted in general. That's at the heart of what we're doing right now in the Sugya of Kibud Av Va'Em, Keprias Chov. It's like a particular offense when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Because Chazal already told us it's nicknames al yidei Yisurin. And if we are to be honest, and we should be honest, we don't share our full measure of those Yisurin. We get to go to Eretz Yisrael maybe for summers, many of us. We get to go to Eretz Yisrael, maybe others for Yamim Tovim or vacations. We look forward, as we should, to Eretz Yisrael, to be able to experience immersion in yeshiva, transformative experience. But we have those opportunities because people sacrificed their lives, have sustained grievous wounds, physical, emotional, mental. Parents whose lives are forever destroyed by the absence of a beloved child. Children who never got a chance to spend time with their fathers. Am HaYoshev Aleha bears these Yisurin on our behalf. And the very least we can do, as Avdei Hashem, as decent people, is not to be Otem Ozno Miza'akas Dal, to fail to acknowledge that to ourselves, to the Ribono Shel Olam, and to stand in reverential silence on this day in the presence of that sacrifice, the sacrifice that was experienced in the most visceral sense in Eretz Yisrael today. But hopefully we have the depth of Avodas Hashem to be able to sense it here as well. I wouldn't believe this story had I not experienced it myself. It was 19 years ago, on Yom HaZikaron, so in the yeshiva, they had the mother of a soldier who had been killed in what was then called Milchemet HaLevanon, Milchemet Shalom HaGalil. It's now referred to as Milchemet Levanon HaRishonah, because in the interim there was a second Lebanon war. So there's a chayal from our yeshiva who was killed in that war, and his mother came. They asked the mother to come to tell the Talmidim, who weren't even born, many of them, when her son was killed, about her son, about his life, who he was. I don't know why it happened this way. So my seat in the yeshiva was, imagine Shimon's row, but all the way on the other side. It's in the back, last row. So Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal was sitting in Emmanuel's row, right in front of me. I don't know why he was sitting in the second to back row, but that's where he was. So I saw something that I can never forget. About 10 minutes into her remarks, if you could call it that, she broke down. She couldn't continue. The pain of remembering her son and the loss, and there are no words for this. It's just, you know, if you've ever been in the presence of somebody who's truly bereaved, it was overwhelming, and she stopped. I saw that, but somehow Rav Lichtenstein, who was 70 at the time, to my 17, so he I guess saw it coming, and the base measure is big. She would be 20, 30 feet behind where I'm standing now. And it was as if he flew. It was the closest thing I've ever seen to Kfitzas Drachim. He got up, and within half a second, he was standing next to her to gently walk her off, that she shouldn't feel that she had to continue and put herself through any more anguish and tsar. First of all, his capacity to notice what was going on, I was paying attention to what she was saying, and then the sense of total zrizus, vayarots mitocha ohel, and it's like Avram Avinu and Hachnasas Orchim. I never saw anything like that. But it's a mechayi for all of us to try to become better avdei Hashem, more sensitive people today by imagining to the greatest extent of our ability the suffering of people who have paid these yisurin so that we could experience the Matana Tova. And again, as Rav Edelstein, as Rav Shlomo Zalman, Libadal Ben Achayim Uvein Achayim, as they pointed out, it has nothing to do with the rest of a person's spiritual life. Whatever their life was about, Yesh Kon Olamo B'Sha'achas, these people are in that category. And if we approach Yom HaZikaron from this perspective, then maybe the transition to what I think celebrating Yom HaTzmaut is about is not as stark as it needs to be. Because, as I said, amongst the minority, within the minority, of people who identify as religious Zionists, but who don't see the primary spiritual opportunity of Eretz Yisrael being just expanding Jewish territorial control, but deepening our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ohev Ger, L'Asei Slo Lechem V'Simla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is Avi Yisomim V'Dayan Almanos. Yom HaZikaron is a day of refining that aspect of our Avodas Hashem. And Yom HaTzmaut in general, from my point of view, is about marking a day that has dramatically expanded our opportunities in Avodas Hashem. And again, no matter which part of the territory Jewish sovereignty is established over, and Halavai, it was, Min HaMidbar V'Ad HaLevanon, I think these opportunities are very real. The Gemara Ksuvos, which is the locus classicus in Shas for this topic, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, tells us the following. Tana Rabbana Lolam Yidor Adam Beretz Yisrael Afilu Be'ir Sheruba Gayim Val Yidor Bechutz Arz Afilu Be'ir Sheruba Yisrael Shekol Adar Beretz Yisrael Dome Kemi Sheyesh Lo Eloah Vechol Adar Bechutz Arz Dome Kemi Sheyin Lo Eloah. To further the point I was making a moment ago, there are only two places in Shas where this expression is used. Here, living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara Avodah Zarah tells us that a person who only studies Torah and doesn't have requisite gemilos chasadim is kemi shein lo eloah. So I don't think that expression is arbitrary by any sense, and I'm trying to put the two of them together. Yom HaZikaron is a day, again, of being nosei ba'olim chaveiro. It's a day of experiencing the tzar harabim, of not being purish midarchei tzibur, being nichnas b'tzara. Yom HaTzmaut is a day of recognizing that to be in Eretz Yisrael is to dramatically expand one's opportunities in Avodas Hashem, to be a person about whom it is said, yesh lo eloha, as the Gemara is pointing out. And that means, lihalocha, as we'll see, that no matter how objectively impressive the quality of spiritual life is in Chutz La'aretz, Ir Sheruba Yisrael, the quality of spiritual life is always superior in Eretz Yisrael. That is a halacha. So, however, one measures quality of spiritual life, hopefully it goes beyond restaurants. But however one measures the quality of spiritual life, Torah being studied, Bate Knesios, Bate Midrashos, Mikvaos, the quality of spiritual life in Eretz Yisrael, Kemisha Yesho Eloha, is always superior. Shenamar lo seis lachem ezeretz Knan, lios lachem Elohim. I'm not suggesting that as a hashkafic point. I don't even know how I would. But I am stating it as a halachic point, because it's explicit in the Gemara. V'chol sheino dar baretz ein lo Eloha, alalom elocha kol dar b'chutzaretz ki'ilu ovid avodazara. V'chein b'David omer ki girshune yom yistapeach nachas Hashem leimor leichavod Elohim acherim. V'chim b'im mi omer lo l'David leichavod Elohim acherim. Who would say such a thing to David? Alalom elocha kol dar b'chutz la'aretz ki'ilu ovid avodazara. So as I mentioned, this is a halacha. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, this is in Perek Yud Gimel. This is just before in Perek Tesvav, when the Rambam transitions to the halachos of Piri Virivya. The Rambam is dealing with what some of you I know will be learning next year in Ksuvos. So the Rambam writes, Isha haya me'eretz min aratzos, person in this particular locale, v'nasa isha be'eretz acheres, and he marries a woman in a distinct locale, kofinosa v'yotzi mola arzo. He can coerce her, compel her to return to his location. This is part of what the Balei HaTosfos assumed in Ar Sugya, Rishus Acherim Aleha, that she would not have the capacity to live around her nuclear family. Otetze blok suba. She doesn't even need to stipulate that, but that socioeconomic convention is unstated. It doesn't even need to be stated. This is obviously true only within a certain context. Nowadays, it's of course not the case, but in the times of Chazal, this was the understanding, right? You can even see it in the Chumash itself, in Parashas Chayisara. Rivka, Eilech, to marry Yitzchak means to engage in her own lechuch. Fine. Aval hanosi isha be'achas min aratzos, v'hi me'an she oso ha'aretz, enu yachol lehotzia le'aretz acheres. But if the wedding takes place not in a neutral third-party country, but in her land, then he cannot coerce her to leave that land. Avam basim medina medina mikfar lekfar be'oso ha'aretz. Yeah, they can move from Teaneck to Englewood, from Englewood to Bergenfield, or Bergenfield to New Milford. That he can do, but he can't take her to a completely different region. The wedding itself is Koveya, or the basic location of their married life. Venu yachlo tzim medina lekvar, v'lo mikvar lemedina, sheish dvarim sheshivas medina tova lehem, v'yish dvarim sheshivas akvarim tova lehem. And that this also applies with respect to material quality of life. So rural versus urban areas provide different kinds of advantages. Rural areas typically get people have more space. Urban environments typically provide greater amenities and services, better hospitals, better schools, the like, transportation infrastructure. Can't compel her to go from one environment to the other. She has the right to be makbid. She could be mochel. She mochel whatever she wants to be mochel. But in principle, right, where the marriage takes place will be koveya. But to go from one urban environment to the other urban environment is just permissible. Or to go from one rural environment to another rural environment is certainly permissible, as long as they're staying within the same general region. So he's not permitted to take her from something that's a materially distinct perspective of aesthetics. Nava yafel, nava hara, Kidei shelo tiyebo kala ucheura. She will have to make the assessment, livdok ba'atzma, right, to make sure that she's satisfied with her environs. Okay, so a woman has all kinds of entitlements. She has the right to be around her own family if that's where the marriage took place. Rural versus urban environment, the aesthetic quality. These are all valid, legitimate, halachic rights to which she's entitled. V'chein, striking in the Rambam, lo yitzim makom shirubo Yisrael makom shirubo akum. He can't impinge, just like he can't impinge materially or aesthetically on her quality of life, or even familially on her quality of life. He can't impinge spiritually on her quality of life. So he can't move her from a superior to an inferior Jewish community. Of course, the opposite would dictate that if you could improve her, the spiritual quality of life of the family, that that would override other considerations, the aforementioned considerations. And then the Rambam takes a stark pivot. To go to Eretz Yisrael, even if it empirically sacrifices quote unquote spiritual life, because it's a place where there are very few Jews, even if it clearly harms materially, Nava Yafel Nava Hara, even if it will separate her from her family, all of the rights that are hers under any other circumstance, they all fall by the wayside if the question is Chutz Laretz L'Eretz Yisrael. V'ein motzi Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz v'afilu min avarol navayofa. And the opposite, to leave Eretz Yisrael, even for an aesthetic reason, v'afilu makom shiru b'aklim makom shiru b'Yisrael, and even for a spiritual consideration in that regard, not possible. Amar ish lalos atzol v'hi in erotza teitzi b'loz k'suba, she forfeit her k'suba payment, amar hi lalos v'hu in erotza yotzi v'tein k'suba. So the Rambam Hilchos Ishus stipulates that this halacha that we saw in the Gemara in Ksuvis is literally vincent omnia. It conquers all. No other criterion, not familial, not material, not even spiritual, can stand in the way. Kimi sheyesh lo Eloah. To be in Eretz Yisrael is to have the maximum spiritual opportunity. The Rambam again in Hilchos Melachim, lo olam yidur adam Eretz Yisrael filu biyur shiru ba'akum val yidur b'chutz laretz filu biyur shiru ba'Yisrael shekol yotzi l'chutz laretz ki'ilu oved avodah zara b'snifsak lo halacha all over again. What I'd like to try to do is to try to explain why this is, best I've understood it, on the basis of the Ramban. But it's important to recognize that these are not hashkafic comments, but the Ramban paskins very clearly, in Hilchos Ishus, in Hilchos Melachim, in accordance with the view expressed in the Gemara in Ksuvos. Sedra we read last week concluded with these psukim. After describing the many arayos, alti tambu becholelo ki becholelo nitbu agoyim ashrani mishamleach mibdechem. Vatitma haaretz, vayevkod avuna aleha, vataki haaretz es yoshveha. It's a graphic image that when the yoshvim aleha are chote in a particularly egregious way, like an organism that is incapable of tolerating an insidious foreign agent, a poison, human being will begin to vomit. The organism can't handle it. Eretz Yisrael has a reaction. Vataki Eretz es Yoshva. The land can only but expel inhabitants to behave in that way. Three times in these psukim, that language of lehaki is used. The Ramban, in amongst the most famous of all the Ramban's classical essays in his Perush al HaTorah, "V'nei ha'rayos chov asagof ein antilius baretz," begins by openly wondering, this is not what we might come to expect. Somebody asked you what the opportunities for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are, what might respond or expect a response of Shemitah, which we observe this year in Eretz Yisrael, Trumos, Maisros, the Korban HaOmer, B'shtei HaLechem, Bikurim, v'chulei. So the Ramban is noting this incredible passage. There's nothing to do with mitzvah satzlios baretz. Sarayos chovas agof. Via inyan, the Ramban goes on to explain. Ki Hashem anichbad bara akol v'samkoach atachtonim balyonim v'nasim akol am v'am b'artzosam l'goyihem. Kochav u'mazel yadua kasher noda b'itztagninos v'zeo sh'n'emar asher chalak Hashem elokecho osam b'chol amim ki chalak l'chula mazalos b'ashamayim gvoyim aleihem malachei elyon nisanam lios sarim aleihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the unquestioned sovereign master of all, installed, to use the corporate term, middle management, the world over. Kochim, mazalos, usarim. V'nei Hashem hanichbad, hu elokei elokim, v'adonei hadonim, l'chol ha'ulam. Ultimately, the CEO is going to make the decisions, but in terms of management, he's not going to be involved in managing all of the branch offices and all of the franchises. Should an issue arise to a corporate level, maybe he'll weigh in. Avol Eretz Yisrael emtsos hayishuv yinachlas Hashem yuchedes lishmo lo nasan aleha min hamalachim katzin shoter moshel behanchilo osa lo amo ham yuchad shemo zera ohavav. But in Eretz Yisrael, God, who's the CEO of the entire world, he's the branch manager. He's there imminently. Kimi sheyesh lo eloa, on the ground, every single day. Mashalma Davardome, it's as if the director of a national or international network of camps also happened to be the counselor of one bunk in one of those camps. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. Direct hashgacha, direct interaction. No middle management. V'zehu she'amar. And this is the meaning of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, or offered, maybe is a better word, prior to Matan Torah. Please note that it's just before Matan Torah. Notice the relationship with Torah, why we emphasize Torah today. V'yisem li segula mikol amim ki li kol aretz, uksiv yisem li lo'am v'enochi Yalachem Elohim. Lo shetiu atem Elohim achrim klal. Hine kidei sha'am hayoshe ba'artso b'kdushas harayos uverubi amitzos liyosam l'shmo. God had a land, Eretz Yisrael, where he knew that he was going to be direct and proximate. And for us to be a mamlachas kanim v'goy kadosh means that God is giving us the opportunity to be there with him. Eretz asher Hashem elokecha doresh osa. He's giving us the opportunity for closeness with him. David HaMelech wrote in Sefer Tehillim, Vili kirvas Elokim li tov. What do I define as good? Closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did David HaMelech talk about having to leave God's presence? Ki gershuni ayom bistapeach menachlas Hashem limor lechavod Elohim achirim. Yomar ki hivdil osanu mikol amim asher nasan aleyam sarim veloyim acherim besito lanu es haaretz shehu yisbarach lanu leluhim v'niyam miyuchadim lishmo v'nei haaretz shinachlas Hashem anichba taki kol metame osa velo tizbol ovde avodazara u'megalim arayos. Like an organism is incapable of handling ingestion of insidious substances, a noxious entity will perforce be expelled by the natural processes of that organism. Eretz Yisrael is incapable of absorbing and tolerating Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. It naturally expels it. Now again, this isn't some inexplicable, super rational concept. The Ramban explains it in very direct terms. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, imminent. And the gravity of the offense against HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much greater. Of course, Hashem is the CEO of the entire world. Elokei ha'elokim va'adonei ha'adonim. But if his presence is a much greater distance, eino dome, a person whose chote, we've been talking about the sugi of kibud avoim, in the presence of his mother or father, than when the babysitter is watching. It's not good. Maybe there will be consequences the next morning after your parents read you the riot act that the babysitter says they're never coming back. But eino dome, that kind of a violation, to brazenness in the presence of the parents themselves. The Rabban is so careful to say it. We're not denying divine mastery over the entire world, not for a second. It's not the ozone layer that's the problem, but it is the middle management. The sarim, mazalim, the kochavim, mazalos I should say. The tara is not shlema. That's the tumas eretz ha'amim, as it were. V'amim toim acharei sareyam lavod gamosam l'kach yom rakasov Elohei chol ha'aretz yikarei ki hu Elohei Elohim ha'moshal ha'kol v'hu yivkod besof al tzva ha'marom. Case in point. The Geirei Arayos with an aleph. What's the story of the Kutim? Who can remind us? The Kutim were from the land of Kut. Excellent. Thus they were called the Kutim. Shimshi, go ahead. What's their story?
When they were in Israel, then they kept being attacked by lions, so they converted to Judaism, but eventually it was found out that they were also worshiping Avodah Zarah, so then they were no longer considered Jews at all.
So Sancheiriv had an idea. He didn't want insurgencies. So he said, look, if you try to conquer people and keep them in their indigenous land, they're always going to resist your power because they'll remember what it was to be sovereign, right? There's a reason that, to the extent that he can, Putin, you know, deports people from Ukraine, right? If you put them in Eastern Siberia, you know, where he's sending all the people that he can, right? They don't have as much to fight for. What are you going to fight for in Eastern Siberia? So Sancheiriv, of course, did this the empire over. So one of the places that he conquered was Eretz Kut. And he plopped these people down in the middle of the Shomron. Now, they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah there, and they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. The problem was that they encountered grievous consequences, literally consumption by lion. And they said, "Mai kulei hai?" And the answer was that this is not there, and there is not here. And so they understood that if they're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, that the Avodah Zarah was not an option. So they converted. There's a whole question, as Shimshi noted, about not their motivation. The motivation for their conversion was clear. They didn't want to be eaten by lions. The question was the substance of their conversion. What was that? And there's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir, who was always choshesh lemiut, was very concerned. Eventually it was discovered that they never really gave up Avodah Zarah, and they were considered in the end not to have converted. Okay. But the Ramban's point is, wait a second. Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. So what's that story about? Vinakutim lohayu nanashim be'artzam be'avdam esalohem l'shalach b'hem esarayis bo'am be'aretz Hashem ve'asru sham k'maseim arishonim. Wasn't like they were doing anything different. They weren't worse. Shalach b'hem arayis and misnosam v'chein shenu b'sifra v'losaki ha'aretz eschem Eretz Yisrael eina kishar aratzos eina mekayemes ovri avera. If Hashem is imminent, it's directly present and proximate in Eretz Yisrael, it's an enormous opportunity of Avodas Hashem, it's an enormous liability for Avera, having nothing to do with the mitzvos hatuluyos ba'aretz. We're talking, and have only talked to this point, about Chovo Sagov, Arayos Avodas Zarah. And that's what the Gemara in Ksuvos meant. Kol hadar b'chutz laretz dome k'mishen lo eloa shenemar laseis lachem eseretz kanan lios lachem lohim v'omer ki gershuna yom istapeach v'nachlas Hashem limor leichavod alohim achirim. And that's what we mean when we say that to be in Eretz Yisrael is to be a godly person, and to be outside is the opposite. U'min ha'inin ezeh amru b'sifrei v'avadtem mehera. Which again is not a geographic question, it's a spiritual question. We'll no longer have that kind of proximity. Continue to practice all mitzvos, so that you won't be out of practice. This doesn't mean, Rashi quotes this sifrei also, doesn't mean that some people have derided this sifrei, but it certainly does mean that in Chutz La'aretz, each and every mitzvah, even the Chovos Hagavra, lack a dimension. And the dimension that they lack is to be done in the proximity of the mitzvah himself. Notice, says the Ramban, it has nothing to do with Trumos and Maisros and Shemitah. Rather, Kitfilin and Mezuzah, Supirshaban Kiteshaloyu al Chadashim Alenuk Shinachso Laretz, Ki Ikar Kol Hamitzvos, Leyeshvim Baaretz Hashem. Ikar Kol Hamitzvos. Each mitzvah takes on its full measure only in Eretz Yisrael, in the presence of the mitzvah. If each mitzvah is an opportunity to draw closer to He who commanded us in those mitzvos, it stands to reason itself, that the mitzvah is a qualitatively greater opportunity where Hashem is imminent. L'ficha achamra b'sifrei v'yirashtem v'sav yishavtem bo shmartem lasos yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shkula k'neged kol mitzvah shabbatorah yishav Eretz Yisrael, whatever the particular territorial boundaries are, but Yishuv Eretz Yisrael provides us with the opportunity to be proximate to the mitzvah. It's a spiritual opportunity, which is why, lehalacha, in Chai Ishus, Afilu Minove Harol and Ove Hayofe, Be'ir Sheruba Akum, even if it's Mikfar, the Medina, Medina the Kfar, even if it means, in her case, familial sacrifice. Pi halacha, it's legitimate. Vizoi mitzvah Yaakov avinu leveso, b'chol asher imo, b'shas b'yosem la'aretz, heisiris Elohei anechar asher b'sochechem, v'hi teharu. After the return from the Beis Lavan, Yaakov demanded that they expunge all of Avodah Zarah. I think he was happy about it in Charan. V'Hashem lo levado niskenu alilo shemeserach v'derech tchilas bo'am ba'aretz ki b'schus lo meitz v'chutz aretz schus lo yashav baratim shtei achayos v'yaisa aniseis be'isser achva. He was already married to Leah. V'nira shenisam yam nikodim bo'am b'shchem lo naga ba'aretz kalm ne'ainin sheis karnu. The Ramban says the Avos lived in this fashion, that even prior to Matan Torah, Eretz Yisrael, being the Eretz Hashchina, demanded certain things of them, whether it was in the realm of Yishalach Vosalosikach Litzror, Le'en Rachel, or whether it was with respect to the Kepeda that Yaakov exercised regarding the Elohei HaNechar Asher B'Sochechem. The breakthrough of the Ramban is to give us the mechanism through which we can understand the opportunities inherent in Shivat Zion. Those who make it strictly a question of where exactly the border is going to be now, I think, are highly misguided. Primary issue is the spiritual opportunity to be in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yom HaZikaron is a day when we have the opportunity, as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, to be amongst those about whom we could say, Yesh B'yadam Talmud Torah U'Gemilos Chasadim. It's a day of refining our sense of Hakara Satov, our sense of what Yeshayahu called Shiftu Yatom, Rivu Almana, of care for the Imlalim. A day of Vihalach, the Bidracha, of Mahu Rachum, Avatara Yirachum, of strengthening our sensitivities, our consideration of the suffering of others, our hakaras hatov towards others who, in their sacrifice, have achieved the madrega of Ein Kol Birya, Yechol Olamod B'Mechitzasan. Yom HaTzmud is a day of spiritual opportunity of a different sort, to be in the direct proximity of the Ribono Shalom. Emotionally, they're completely different vectors, but they're both days charged with spiritual significance, if understood properly. The question is, where does that leave us? One of the great opportunities of being involved in the world of Chinuch and Harbatza Satorah is to deal with very fine young people. Very few, if I'm being honest, have the opportunity to interact with the caliber that I do, but in principle. And of course, young people such as yourselves are pluripotential, undifferentiated. Something for you all to think about very deeply. From the perspective of Avodas Hashem, think about the opportunity to be in Eretz Asher Shemekecha Doreish Osa. That, I think, of course, remains the optimal message, taking full advantage of what the Rav referred to as kol dodi dofek, of the sound of the Ribono Shel Olam knocking for us. However, as with everything in life and in halacha, there are many factors. I don't say this, try to exonerate myself. I would have no interest in doing such a thing. Certainly not at the expense of giving you what I thought was the best message. But we're involved in a sugya right now of chamura mina chamuros, of eikum mikame shechina da'asya, that kibud aveim is also a kind of a hashras hashechina. There are many people for whom going to Eretz Yisrael, at least at the present moment, would mean an inability to continue to perform that mitzvah in the same fashion. And that is not a trivial consideration. It's a very significant consideration. If you are young, other people are not. People get to a certain point, it becomes very difficult, physically and otherwise, to relocate. Somebody needs to care for them. These are very significant considerations. There are others. But al pi halacha, it's my view that even l'shitas HaRamban, there remains a kiyum of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even for those who live in the diaspora. If you take a look at the Ramban's famous passage here in Nesagos Sefer HaMitzvos, and indeed, the Ramban at the end of Sefer Bamidbar on the Pasuk, V'orashtem Esaretz V'yishavtem Ba, the Ramban writes the following. She needs Tavino the Rashis Arts as her Nasan Ael Yisala was in Lavin Bitzchak Yaakov. Velo Nazva Biazula Sinamino Omos Elo Shmama. To inherit the land it was given to Avin Bitzchak and Yaakov. We're not to abandon it to foreign sovereignty or to desolation. Velo Amaro Lahem Arasim Sharts Vishav Timba. Kilachem Nasati Sarts the Rashis Osa. Visnachaltim Sarts as her Nishbati the Vosechem. Pir Osa Lahem Bitzazo. Kula bigvuleha umeitzareha. The boundaries would have been established. Parenthetically, part of the reason that I think disproportionate emphasis on the particular boundaries today is misguided is because Lasid Lavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will work out the gvulos just fine. Whatever the current gvulos are, even the maximalist gvulos, are not as expansive as Ad HaNahar HaGadol Nahar Pras. Right? And so rather than focus on that, rather focus on the spiritual opportunity. If the nations run away, the Shiva Umos, one of the seven, if we would abandon it, it wasn't just the conquest of the land that we were commanded to do, like a bunch of roaming, pillaging hordes, but to stay there and to develop the land. Yim Rafilu Bisman Golos, Kiadua Bitalmud Mikomos Harbe, Tachovas Hayochid, each and every one of us has a mandate to be there, to live there, and to serve Hashem there. Veleshen Sifrei Meisav Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Rabbi Masiyah ben Charash Rabbi Chanani ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Nasan Chayotzin Chutz Laretz Vigiul Aplatia Vizachru Asar Tzisrael Vizachvas Ineim Zalgu De Moseim Vikaru Bigdayen Vikaru Amikra Zav Virishta Vishavta Ba Vishamar Talasos Amr Yeshiva Asar Tzisrael Shkula Keneged Kol Amitzos. So wherein, you might ask, do I see an opportunity for an element, a kiyum, for those who are not amongst the Am HaYoshev Aleha? The Ramban here speaks of not abdicating the land, either to another nation or lishmama, to desolation, neglect, lack of cultivation. Of course, the most direct, simplest, and optimal way to perform this is to build a home there, raise a family there, be employed there. However, if for, as we alluded to, legitimate reasons, such a thing is not possible, a person who commits themselves to doing all that he can to ensure that Eretz Yisrael is not ne'ezva lishmama, but on the contrary, continues to thrive spiritually, materially, economically, in my opinion, not all agree, but in my opinion, is fulfilling an aspect of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. A person who's able to ensure that Eretz Yisrael remains the Torah center of the world, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, is making an enormous contribution, not only to Limud HaTorah, but to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. A person who ensures the economic vitality of Eretz Yisrael, a person who lives in the Chutz Laretz but is able to invest, inject significant sums of foreign capital into Eretz Yisrael to improve the economy, to lead to employment and development, is fulfilling this aspect of the mitzvah. This person is a long-term chavrus of mine, actually, good friend, Eitan, of your parents, way back on their Upper West Side days. He's a very impressive venture capitalist. Remember, we've been together many years. He traveled all over the world, still does. East Asia, South Africa, major capitals of Europe, of course. He's going to actively pursue investment opportunities in Eretz Yisrael. Actively. This is a great key. If because of you, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people will be able to be mefarnes, their families, with dignity in Eretz Yisrael, it's an enormous chus. I'm not suggesting, please don't misunderstand me, that a person should dechatchila forego the simple, direct, most straightforward way of being mekayim this mitzvah. But as I say, it's not always possible. In certain cases, in my opinion, it's not even always desirable in particular stages of a person's life. But even under those conditions, it's important, I think, to remind people, even if they'll accuse me just of being like the Gemara Menachos Tzadi test that we've looked at so many times, mitzvah la'omra bifnei ama aretz, if I'm the proverbial ama aretz in this mashal, and I'm saying to myself, the person at least is in the game of Talmud Torah, B'kriyat Shema Shachris V'arvis Dayenu. There's a kiyum here too. We could always aspire for more. Nationally. See peace of the Yeshua. But if the course of your journeys, your lives, will root you here or elsewhere in the Gola, please bear in mind this perspective. Lo nazva bi'adzula senu mina umos olishmama. To do that which you can to strengthen her spiritually and otherwise. One final perspective that I wanted to share. We all, every day, try hard to develop a sense of kirvas elokim, a sense of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. For the Ramban, that's exactly what Eretz Yisrael is about. It's actually there. The reality is, we don't have the same access the Shitas HaRamban in Chutz La'aretz. But it's arguable that in certain very specific environments, there is an analog. And it's something that I don't only believe because it's written in the Gemara, but I believe it because I sense it, I feel it. The Gemara first parak of Brachos, this is Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Gadol Hador in Eretz Yisrael, was absolutely perplexed. Yechanan Tama Ikasabi Bavel. They're elderly people in Bavel? How is it possible? Torah tells us in Devarim in Perakid Aleph, Laman Yirbi Yimechem Maven Echem Al Hadama, not in Chutz La'aretz. They told Rabbi Yochanan that these individuals were Mashkimin Uma'arivin. As the pasuk says, "Va'ilahem lemikdash ma'at." But these people, it's true, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, but they built their lives around a mikdash ma'at, place of Shechina. Beis Knesses, Beis HaMedrash. Afilu echad yoshev v'lo med shechina shruya imo. And because of that, Rabbi Yochanan said, it was entirely understandable. The metaphor that I've liked to use in the past is the idea of extraterritoriality. There are different opinions about this in international law, but according to some views, the United States Embassy in Johannesburg, near the consulate in Cape Town, is sovereign U.S. territory. American law applies. Beis HaKnesses uBeis HaMedrash, extraterritorially, are elements of Eretz Yisrael. And I'm not suggesting if a person grows a plant in a shul, it's chayiv and trumos and maestros and shemitah. I'm not suggesting this is true in terms of kedusha Eretz Yisrael. I'm not suggesting this is true in terms of shame Eretz Yisrael, to Bar Chaim's expression, that you could perform smicha in a shul, or egla arufa, or grow the shtei halechem. But in terms of being a makom hashchina, there's a case to be made. And part of this is reflected in the Gemara in Masechta Megillah. Asidin bate knesios bate midrashu shebebavel sheyikbu beretz Yisrael. That when there's no need for embassies and consulates dispersed throughout the world, when there's no need for an activist foreign policy, because the Mosa Mashiach, Chin bin Olam is the Mosa Mashiach, Chashibud Malchios Bilvad, when we can call back the foreign service, the embassies and the consulates are packed up and come home. And so, I think, again, I don't say this as apologetics, but for us here, even as we're cognizant of the spiritual sacrifice that is part of living in Chutz La'aretz, the distance that the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Ramban, tells us exists between ourselves and the Ribono Shel Olam in Chutz La'aretz, there are ways to compensate, both with respect to Eretz Yisrael proper, lo nazvena lishmama, but also to try to root ourselves as those Sabi de Bavel did within a Makom Hashchina, a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. And like I say, it's not just the reading of an Agada that I find persuasive, or two, if you count both Brachos and Megillah, but I sense this, I feel this. Especially when I'm with you. But afilu echad yoshe velomed shechina shruya imo, that limud haTorah is a hashras hashechina, it's deeply spiritual. Of course, the opportunity to do that in Eretz Yisrael would represent the optimal, but it's far from nothing. And if, and I say it as devei chizuk, you and every Rebbe wants his Talmidim to do better than he has. B'chol adam mekanei chutz mibno v'talmido. And I hope that you'll all be able to have your cake and eat it too. But if you find yourself here, ki gershuni hayom yistapeach menachlas Hashem, what I'm telling you is not to despair. Not to minimize that which is missing, but to try to maximize that which remains available. To be eikum yikam yishchina da'asya, if it means that you have a greater opportunity in terms of kibud av ha'em to take it, if it means that you can attach yourself to Beis HaKnesses, to Beis Medrash, do so. Those two our Mekomos HaShechina. And if it will enable you, perhaps even in a different way, of strengthening Eretz Yisrael spiritually, materially, politically, otherwise, do so as well with the Ramban in mind. Swing for the fences, spiritually. But if you end up with a single or a double, be satisfied with that as well. As long as one is hoping, as one always does, that the next batter in the lineup will bring one home. I wanted to conclude by giving some divrei shevach for Klal Yisrael. Today we focused on the spiritual opportunities inherent in Yom HaZikaron to cultivate our sense of chemla and chesed, of hakara satov, for those who have been the greatest custodians of the yisurin that come along with Kinyan Eretz Yisrael. We've talked about the spiritual opportunities intrinsic to the Makom HaShechina. But I want to conclude by raising your consciousness about what a zechus it is to be a member of Klal Yisrael. I tell you that the greatest achievement in the history of mankind is not flying to the moon, nor the invention of the internet, nor of the light bulb, nor the discovery of the double helix. All of these are impressive, all of these are important. The greatest achievement of any group in history is the Jewish people's refusal to relinquish our emuna v'shana haba v'yushalayim. This defies any sensibility whatsoever. There has never been, there had never been, and there has never been again, a people that had been exiled for centuries and millennia that returned to an ancestral homeland, not from one place, but from hundreds of places, thousands of places across the globe. The people that continue to believe, v'afkam zos v'yosam eretzoy vehem, lo ma'astim lo galtim v'chalosam, people who were born, who lived, who died outside of Eretz Yisrael, who successfully passed on to their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for 100 generations, that one day our people would return home. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirah shamayim. This was not God's achievement. This was the achievement of those who came before us. It is remarkable. Human nature is to despair. Person sustains a financial reversal and things stay not great for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I think after 25 years, he thinks he's going to achieve his previous station. Unlikely. What if it went on for 100 years or 500 years or 1,000 years or 1,800 years? The older I get, the more remarkable the whole thing seems. They held on to that dream for us. It would have been easy at some point for them to do a little bit of theological revision. Oh, what Israel means, it's an idea. It just means being a good person. It doesn't really mean geographic location, but just be a good person. Move the goalposts when they seem so far away, but they didn't do that. It's a big schus to come from the Maminim B'nai Maminim in that regard. It's a remarkable spiritual achievement. And so, even if today the opportunity currently exists in potential, but for whatever reason it becomes difficult for you to fulfill in practice, never betray that legacy. Never pretend that it isn't a value. It's always a value. Never move the goalposts. Our great-grandparents and their grandparents and their grandparents never did. Even if they knew that the chances that they personally would get there were very small. Because their father and their grandfather and their great-grandfather never did. My grandfather, Zichron Levracha, time will run out with this story, used to tell me that when he was a little boy, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather he had never met, his great-great-grandfather and his great-great-great-grandfather, and go back 80 generations before that, never stepped foot in Eretz Yisrael. When he was a little boy, he and his brothers would go to school, freezing cold, Riga. There was a map store. And the map of the world, didn't have any money, so it was like they could go outside and buy the map. But they used to, like this glass right over there, they used to press their glass to the window. You say it was so cold that the defrost always could see it. And they would stare at that little spot that was called Palestine. It was during the mandatory period. And they would say to each other, do you know that Har HaCarmel is the highest mountain in the world? And do you know that the Yarden is the greatest river in the world? Neither of those things are true. They're not even close to being true. And they knew that. But he and his two brothers, they said it to each other because the generations that came before them never, ever turned their backs on Eretz Yisrael. They never turned their backs on Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes it's hard. If we're not there, it's easy for us to minimize it. Maybe we feel guilty or embarrassed, and so we say, it's only a Ramban here or there. I showed you the Rambams. Look in Shulchan Aruch, it's all nifsak lehalocha. We can take a message from those who came before us. Never turn your back. Even if you, for whatever reason, and there are legitimate reasons, as I explained, even if you can't be in Eretz Asher Hashem Bekach Doresh Osa, keep faith with what previous generations always did. Tell the next generation, you'll get there. You'll get there. These are days of great spiritual opportunity to cultivate our sense of chemla, to cultivate our sense of v'li kirvas elokim li tov. It's nice if there's a barbecue or a falafel, but that is not the main thing. The main thing is kol mi shadar be'eretz Yisrael k'mi she'yesh lo eloha, kol mi she'yesh b'yado tarag mi'os chasadim k'mi she'yesh lo eloha. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll go back to keep it up.